Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Leanna on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And we're joined by Michael Sager, who's a Vice President, Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management. Michael, thanks for sticking around from the first segment. And I appreciate the context that you brought to us with respect to the current environment that we're in. And there's certainly some complexity here. But given that there's some complexity, you are part of a team that has access to a number of different asset classes with an absolute return strategy. And what that means for the layperson is that you have the ability to do a number of different things to try to generate a positive return in markets, regardless of their direction, whether they're going up or down. So maybe we could just start with this idea of multi-asset and talk to us about, you know, beyond just the normal stocks and bonds that people think about, what other asset classes do you guys look at?
Well, we take positions in currencies as well, whether it's the Canadian dollar, the US dollar, or, you know, EM currencies, things like the Indonesian rupiah, for instance, and commodities too, gold, oil, industrial metals. So a broad set of assets that react differently. You know, as you go through the economic cycle, you want to position differently in each one of those asset classes, depending on what growth and inflation are doing.
And then, Michael, beyond just the asset classes themselves, there's other things that your team, tools your team has available. I'm thinking about perhaps being short the market, not just long the market, and using options or derivatives in some cases to diversify risk and so on and so forth. Now, we don't have to go into the details of that, Leanna. I think that gets pretty sophisticated. But having all of these tools at your disposal and looking through the lens that you described to us in the first segment that we did with you, maybe talk to us a little bit about where you see what asset classes you see current risks in. And then once we've tackled that, we'll look at opportunity.
Well, I would say for the near term, given our view about the likelihood of a recession, equities are going to be challenged. You know, we've seen them selling off over the past week, including today. Expect that to continue as markets adjust to this view that we have. I don't think markets are priced to expect a recession. As they get more consistent with that view, it suggests that equities are going to be challenged for a little while yet. On the other side of the coin, bonds look attractive to us. So bonds are much more constructive asset class than they have been for a long time now.
And what about when you look into the currency markets? You mentioned the Indonesian rupiah. Let's talk about that. So the currency and commodities. I mean, we are in Calgary, so I think your view of oil and the factors that will influence the price of oil here over the short term would be of interest.
Yeah, and it's always important, you know, to think between our short-term view and then our much longer-term view, you know, out multi-years, whether that's for equities, bonds, currencies, or commodities. So for currencies, we're really focused in this uncertain market environment on fundamentally strong currencies. Currencies of countries with low debt, with strong capital flows, with attractive valuations, things like that. So currencies that come to mind would be the Mexican peso. It's done extraordinarily well over the last couple of years and continues to look attractive. I mentioned, and you mentioned, the Indonesian rupiah, the Indian rupee as well. They all have that fundamentally strong foundation that will help them perform well. And then, you know, in currency, you're long something and you're also short something. Where are we short? Well, the Chinese renminbi is not attractive to us at all. Growth is going to disappoint. Interest rates are low. These are all things that drive currencies. And Canadian dollar is not attractive to us at all at the moment. given some of the challenges in the Canadian economy. So we always have to think long and short. For commodities, at the moment, you know, particularly for oil, we're not constructive, and it's driven by our view on growth. So we think the oil price can fall a little bit from here. Longer term, we're much more constructive. The supply of oil is relatively constrained. Demand will recover. And so longer term, much more positive outlook.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about opportunities. I guess we've talked a lot about risk here. Where do you look to right now as you're positioning? And you've got all these tools available to you. Where are you trying to generate, where do you think you're going to be generating return over the balance of this year?
Definitely in fixed income. So, you know, where we are in yields now is much more attractive. You think about a 10-year bond, or at the short end, even more of yield curves. So fixed income looks attractive. You can include some sovereigns, but also corporate bonds. High quality corporates look very attractive to us. So that's definitely a nice core part of a portfolio. I said that equities are going to face some challenges in the short term, but again, you know, if you extend your investment horizon, most people are, you know, they're long-term investors. On that basis, equities are attractive, and it's a question of getting through the next few months of difficult economic conditions. Once we're through that, equities are going to be increasingly attractive. So bonds, good for now. Equities, as we get into the second half of this year. And then in currencies, some of the names that I mentioned, you know, Mexico, Indonesia, India, Brazil is another one that we're really looking for some attractive returns now and in the long term.
So the emerging market currencies in some of those countries that will likely benefit from business moving away from China, likely to remain strong and participate, I suppose, on the upside. Now, when you say that, you're saying it relative to the Canadian dollar, or relative to the US dollar, or relative to the international basket. What is this relative to?
Europe, so the euro, the pound, where we see lots of challenges, Canadian dollar. So it would be relative to those. And then, you know, the US dollar ultimately is a sell for us. So as you say, it's always important to think about relatives in currency.
And Michael, we're quickly running out of time for this segment, but you talked about the relative valuations of equities, and it is quite different in different jurisdictions or different geographies around the world. Are there some areas you favor over others from an equity perspective?
Yes, I mean, equities broadly are going to be challenged for the next few months. But, you know, Canadian equities, given the composition of the index, given the importance of dividends, Canadian equities will, I think, fare relatively better than, for example, US large cap. The starting valuation for Canada is healthier than US large cap. And then, as I said, index composition, the importance of dividends will also help. So definitely from an equity perspective, better to have a little bit more home bias for the time being rather than less.
Michael, thank you very much. We appreciate you taking some time with us today. As always, we value your input.
Always a pleasure.
We've been joined by Michael Sager, Vice President, Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management. Let's put all this into English for people in terms of how to support that lifestyle they want. We're going to do that at our upcoming seminar.
That's right. Our next retirement seminar on Tuesday, March 21st, 7 p.m. We're doing it in person at the Four Points by Sheraton. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Estate planning is an important piece of everybody's retirement plan. There's some new trust rules. Stick around after the break for that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.